Legislative session is back in full swing, started last week. What are some of those top items that you're following there at the State House?
I think there's some that are really close to home for us when it comes to business personal property tax. You know, we've talked about that many times. Something will happen this session on that. I'm hopeful, and I'm thinking it's not going to be the impact that we thought it might be last year. So that'll be on the table. Annexation, you know, it really looks like they're going to do some things to not eliminate annexation by any means, but to really make it very difficult for municipalities to annex into, you know, unincorporated areas. So that's one watching very closely. Road funding continues to be, somehow we all have to figure out how we fund taking care of the roads. You know, there's less money coming in, it costs more, roads are deteriorating, and so we're gonna have to come up with a solution for the next 50 years, I guess, to how we're gonna fund taking care of not only our local roads, but state roads. So that's a big one. And then we specifically have one here in Terre Haute that we're kind of keeping a close watch on, with an opportunity to expand Holman Center. And so we've got a bill that'll be going in front of the legislature regarding creating a special district where we can capture some of the sales tax to possibly help us with a future project.
Right now, the city doesn't have a go-to convention center per se.
Right.
So what you're saying is that this bill, if it were to pass, it would help create funds to create a renovation, a remodel?
Yeah, there's a couple of pieces to this. One is, you know, NAS State University obviously owns that at this point, and it needs some major work just to bring it kind of up to speed of what it currently is. But we don't have any convention space. We don't have any large rentable space for people, and so we miss out on a lot of opportunities for conferences and large meetings and gatherings here in Terre Haute because we just don't have the space. And so this project would add on the convention space to the front of the building, remodel the rest of Holman Center. It would still be used for all the things it's used today, plus all the new activity that could find its way into, you know, that kind of a facility, basically. And so, especially in the downtown area, we feel like that would be a real catalyst for our future.
A popular topic in city government, we always talk about the economy. I've seen Terre Haute come up a few times last month regarding this area, having the nation's second highest percentage gain in construction jobs during the past year. How do you attribute that?
I think there's a couple things. One is we've got a lot of local projects, infrastructure projects, our wastewater treatment plants, some of the road work we're doing, variety of things like that. But then there's a whole bunch of private sector investment too. ISU's doing a lot of things too. I think it all just kind of hit in that same year where there was a substantial amount of construction jobs created for all this work. I was surprised at that. When that came out, I thought, of all the metropolitan statistical areas in the United States, that we were second was pretty amazing. And I guess sometimes you're so close to it, you don't really think about all, you know, where you're adding it up. But then when you stop and think about all the different projects that have been going on and people investing here, not only with, you know, government doing our part, but the private sector doing their part, there's been a lot of activity. And so it would make sense that, you know, we've hired, and there's been a lot of construction jobs created. And those are continuing on into this year. Some things will wind up and wrap up this year, but there's some new projects on the horizon. So as long as we can keep, you know, that group of our economy working, that's a great thing for all of us.
And of course, now you just mentioned the Holman Center project, which could be a possibility coming up too, which would provide a lot more jobs and work as well.
Absolutely.
What are some other projects that maybe area residents should be looking out for that may start this coming year?
Well, we know that there's several things that are underway now. I guess they'll open this year. Construction will complete at some point. There's several additional retail activity projects that are going to happen this year. We know some local businesses are going to be expanding. So I think it'll be more of a mix. Maybe you don't see a brand new building going up this year, but these things kind of come in cycles. You know, they go through planning and funding processes, and then they build it. So this year, you'll see a lot of completions. You'll see some new retail for sure. The Dibbing Hotel will be remodeled downtown. So 111 apartments downtown. Well, that work will start this year and finish this year. And of course, ISU's project will open. So we're going to add probably about 300 to 400 people living downtown by the end of this fall, I would say, probably the best timeline. And, you know, a lot of those things are just, then they create environment for other people to do things. And that's where you kind of see that continuation as we move on to the future.
Well, and you had a busy week this week, which is why we're doing Ask the Mayor on a Thursday. You had a city update with the Chamber of Commerce Wednesday. What was your message to them?
really was, I wanted to, I think there's a couple things that you have to do, especially with the business community. They need to know that local government is working efficiently, doing the things they're supposed to be doing, but they're also worried about the infrastructure, and they're worried about workforce development, those kind of things. So I talked a lot about a lot of those variety of things, all the projects that we had completed last year, the things that we're going to be working on, either starting on or doing and completing this year. Talked about some activity to look at that workforce development side. Things to support businesses is really what kind of the focus was. What can we do to make ourselves stand out from other communities, you know, to help those businesses that are here to grow and bring new business? It's all about that partnership and that collaboration. So as I walked through and shared all the things that we got done last year and all the things that we plan to do this year, a lot of those business people, you know, they don't keep up with that. It's hard to get all those snippets through the media, but when you kind of see it all at once, it makes them excited and makes them want to invest and be, you know, really glad that they're here. But what way can they then grow that business? What can they do? And if we keep the city clean, we take care of the streets, we've got a great workforce, the infrastructure's all in place from a wastewater treatment plant perspective, et cetera, then those things all help us to sell Terre Haute. And so I want all those people to be our cheerleaders, and I want all of them to be able to tell good stories about why they're successful in Terre Haute. And so when you share a lot of information with them, that helps make that happen.
Speaking of that, you mentioned the wastewater treatment plant. Uh-huh. How are the updates to that coming along?
Really good. We're still running about 3 months ahead. We expect major completion, you know, or somewhere in the August, September timeframe, you know, weather dependent, obviously, but we are right where we need to be. It's supposed to be done by the end of the year. We're running about 3 months ahead. It's going great. I mean, it's a major project, and it's, you know, they always have their challenges, but we've been fortunate because the weather has cooperated so far, even this winter. And, you know, so far so good. I think we'll be done probably in the August, September timeframe, probably October at the latest.
I wanted to follow up on what we talked about, the Powerdyne contract from mm-hmm. last month. There's been a lot since last month, and I wanted to get kind of an update from you. For those who haven't heard about it, there was an announcement about the business deal that would take the city's sewer sludge and convert it to diesel fuel for 20 years. What's the latest on this contract?
Well, there really isn't anything new to report yet to the public. We're working on kind of redoing some of the contract pieces. You know, there were some concerns brought by some in the public, we'll put it that way. And we want to make sure those things get answered correctly. When we sat down and worked on these things a couple of years ago, some things have changed since then. Timelines have changed, kind of some of the processes, some of the players have changed a little bit. One of the companies got bought out by another company and some things like that. So we are trying to just clean it up a little bit as they continue to move forward with the planning of building their plant. And so right now we're just kind of in that period of time where we want to really just take care of some things that needed loose ends, if you will, and position ourselves in as they move forward with their project. The only really part that we're on the hook for on this is our sludge. And we currently pay a company to take it away. We're going to pay a different company to take it away. And then on the back end of that, we have an opportunity to get some revenue from that because they need the sludge. They need us as a partner. And so it's a outside of the box thinking kind of a thing. It's an entrepreneurial kind of a thing, but we're not on the hook for anything other than what we'd already be on the hook for. Some people are misinterpreting these contracts, and that's what we're going to try to clean up so we can kind of take that off the table.
Yeah, and that's what I seem to be coming across more and more when I've been trying to read up on this is mm-hmm. is trying to learn more about that company. Because mm-hmm. really, Terre Haute is the only one that they have contracted this with. Does that worry you?
No, not really. They're going to have to go somewhere first. And so, you know, if you're always going to be in the spot, you know, go make it work somewhere else first and then we'll see if we're interested, you lose out on opportunities. And if we can get in a situation, it's all their money, it's their private, you know, they're going to build this thing and they're going to make it. They just needed a partner to get going with this. They got to have the sludge for sure. They can't do it without that. They would go somewhere else and do it. And so why not Terre Haute? I mean, to me, it's like, it's a perfect fit. And if for some reason, if they fail, contracts go away, we'll go back and hire the other company and we'll have to pay them to take our sludge away.
Did you get your $3 million?
Not yet, because all this is still, we're renegotiating the contract. Okay. So kind of what's happened is the whole project has shifted a year. It was supposed to be 14 and 15, and then they would start production in 16. Now it's kind of going to be, you know, 15 and 16, start production in 17. So we're working through that.
Sure. And was that $3 million planned for in the budget for last year?
Well, we put it in there because we thought...
You thought you were going to
get
it.
Yeah, at the time we put it in there, okay. We thought we would have that. But as long as it comes, and we believe that it will, it'll be fine. It's just we had targeted to get some money last year and some money this year, and now it looks like it'll be this year and next year.
Just one more quick thing on that. One of our reporters talked with council member Todd Nation, who's kind of skeptical on how all this would work. Seemed like he didn't know much about it, but the Public Works and City Council did approve these contracts, right?
Well, the City Council didn't. The
they
Board
didn't.
Of Public Works is responsible. By state statute,
okay.
The Board of Works agrees to all contracts. Not the City Council doesn't approve contracts.
Okay. At any point, will they be able to be part of this contract, or is this between the Public Works and Power 9?
Well, the Public Works, as I said, by state statute, all Public Works departments okay. sign all contracts for the city. So it does not just Terre Haute, it's like
it's
that everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay.
Right.
Well, you're finishing your second term as mayor of Terre Haute, and as we've seen, and I believe you told us, you are planning on running again mm-hmm. for another term. In terms of some of the news from the State House and in general, it seems like when I talk to the other mayors too, some of the biggest drawbacks for city officials is funding everything.
Mm-hmm.
Terre Haute, of course, is no exception. So why run again?
Well, we actually got hammered. I mean, that's how the best I would put it. A lot worse than most other communities in the state for a variety of reasons, but because of that legislation. And it is difficult. I mean, it would be much easier to been a mayor any time in the past, except the years that I've been in office. But that's just the way it works sometimes. I really feel like there's a lot of projects and things that I want to get done. You know, we're seeing a stabilization of those revenues now. We finally, in 14, it kind of leveled off instead of down for years. And so it's stabilizing. We still have some issues and we still have some things we have to work out, no question, like many other communities do. But the next 4 years could be a lot more fun and a lot more, engaging from that perspective because we've kind of hit the bottom and are working our way up. We'll never get back to the point of the revenues that we've lost. $10 million a year, I mean, is a significant amount of money. And we're never going to get back to where we're getting $10 million a year. So taxpayers are saving that. They still expect the same level of service. And we've done a great job, in my opinion, of making sure we maintain that. Well, now as it's leveled off, we just got to find a few things to come in with some new revenue just to be able to move forward because costs go up every year. You know, costs don't go down. And so in order to deliver for 60,000 people in our community, there's a certain amount of things you have to do. And so I believe over the next 4 years, if I'm lucky enough to be elected again for a third term, I want to carry that out. And one of those things is the overpass at 19th and Margaret. You know, that should have been done years ago. That's our biggest bottleneck in the city. And it looks like we're going to be able to start construction sometime in 2016. You know, that's a project that's really dear to me and will be to the whole community, I think. And I want to see that through. And so there were just enough things out there that's like, you know, you kind of weigh it all out and you say, you know, you could move on and do something different. But I love this community and I really want to continue to move it forward. And, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do. When you come in, you take it, you run with it, and you leave it better than you found it. And then you hope the next person that comes along takes it to the next level. And so we all have to work together to make that happen.
And you led into my next question is, what are some of those things that you would like to see through? You talked about that.
Well,
that
the overpass is probably the biggest thing. That's just really huge. I want to get the police station done. You know, the building that we're in is in very poor condition. It was never meant to be a long-term solution, and it's time to act and move on that. And so that's a big one. You know, we get this wastewater treatment plant done and the other parts of the long-term control plan. Not all of it, but we'll get a big, this year's going to be really big for us and next year to get a lot of those projects out of the way. They're funded, they're just on the list, you got to get them done, and then that puts us in compliance with the EPA and IDEM. That's really a big deal to me too. Not as flashy as some things, but you know, it's so important because you don't want to put yourself in a position where they're going to take us to court. And so we've followed that to a T, and I feel really good about that. And we just need to continue to grow the community. That's what it's all about. And I feel like there's some real opportunities on the horizon, and I want to be a part of that.